hey, we all need our friends. We all need the mentors and that iron sharpening iron. So he wanted me to especially thank Dr. Doran, who is going to celebrate his birthday on December 21st of this year. So he told me to tell you happy birthday, Dr. Doran. That is his U.S. grandpa, is what he said. He wanted to also thank, it's Risa, right? Risa Payne, and that is his U.S. mother. When he came to America, she was the one who really took him under his wing, or her wing, and helped him, you know, adapt to the culture and everything else. And so he just a huge blessing. And, of course, Dr. Pamela Paul, who is his mentor, who couldn't be here tonight due to an illness, but he asked me to just extend and say to you guys, this would not have ever happened without those three people. And, of course, God, too. So we thank him for that. So tonight we are going to start with Mendelssohn and the Prelude and, of course, the Fugue. And with a very, very warm welcome and a Calvary Chapel applause, even the ones that aren't here, you're going to do it, too, because it's contagious. Please welcome with me Alexei Wijanov. Do I pass?
Thank you.
the restroom or anything else, make a couple of calls. Make sure you turn your phone off afterward, or he'll send you back to Russia. I mean, he said, don't mess with him. But anyway, we have 10 minutes for a short intermission. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. If you're troubled, heavy hearted, come to Jesus and find your peace. If you're run down, empty handed, come to Jesus and find your strength. He is hope for the hopeless, rest for the weary, help for the hurting. He is mending the broken, bearing the burdens, all that you're needing. He is. If you're
You know, it's funny because I guess it's been 2 years now, and I mean, come on, give him another hand. I mean, come on. You know, 2 years ago, Alex came to me, and he said he wanted to do a concert like this. And, you know, anytime someone comes to you and wants to do something in the church, usually it has an agenda, you know, just so you know. And a little secret, no one knows that, right? But there's nothing self-centered about what his plan was. I really judged him a little early, I should say, not knowing him as well as I do now. And we met, and I saw his passion, and he said, I could tell that it wasn't resonating in the way. I mean, the guy only speaks 15 languages, you know what I mean? So he's speaking to me in his, what, second, third, fifth language? Don't brag. I'm a polyglot too. It's okay. No. But seriously, and he said, no, you don't understand, Pastor Thomas. He said, I was the kid standing in line waiting for food when the Soviet Union fell. He said, but I had my dad's hand in mine. He said, these kids have nothing. They don't have what I have, and I know how hard that was. You know, we live in a country where the vast majority of us never know what something like hunger even is. And that's why the Lord has, you know, just used us to be able to have that orphanage in Carmargo. And just like last year, he raised so much money, and he emphasized about 50 times in our meeting, he goes, I don't want anything. He said, I don't want a dime. He said, if I have to pay for the piano to be here, I'll pay for it. But he said, God has laid this on my heart. And I tell you what, you can ask Pastor Cisco and everyone else that's helped with this, my wife Kaylee, even last year, God opened up the doors. for this to happen. The even Steinway Hall working with us. I mean, it's been nothing but a pleasure. But I will say, I think it would be an injustice. And listen, we're friends, you know that. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think it would be an injustice to end tonight just hearing my voice. You know, I know we don't have an encore on the program, but would you? Can I put you on the spot? Would you do it for me? Okay, you welcome him to a little more. I'm going to try to pronounce his name again. We have to do this often. So it's Alexei Wijanov.
Yeah, perfect.
It only took me 2 years, you know. God is good. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer and thank him for this evening. Dear Father, we just thank you and we give you the glory for tonight. We thank you that we have people in this church, our members and outside too in the corporate body of Christ, that just don't see needs, but see them and go to you and say, God, how can I bridge the gap? What can I do for you? And when you laid these children, our precious children, there in Camargo, Mexico, in our orphanage there, on this young man's heart, he didn't just sit stagnant. He said, I want to bridge the gap. And so, Lord, I thank you for you using him as your instrument, because that's what's most important in this life. is to be used by you and to be doing all things that are pleasing unto you. So, Lord, just bless him and bless all those who are able to attend. And Lord, we especially lift up Becky, who's been so ill all of a sudden. Pastor Bill couldn't make it, but we know they're there online and the many others. But, Lord, just continue to use Alexei. Place a hedge of protection around him in his life. Let him never lose the heart that he has that's full of your love and kindness, and most importantly, your humility. We praise you and we thank you. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, we pray. And the church says,
amen.
Let's thank this young man again.